This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Well, we'll start with this. These are things that people, everybody does or has this happen, but no one ever seems to talk about it.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Yeah.
Like, no one ever talks about the fact that you're totally breathing fine until you lay down and one nostril closes in an instant.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you just...
feel so strained all of a sudden. Yeah. Like, I'm not getting
air. No one ever talks about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't your nostrils, they alternate, too.
Yeah,
they
do on purpose.
Yeah, so
they
you,
do on
you
purpose,
lose
right.
one, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, then you're not getting it all.
No, that means if you lose one, one's open.
Well, one's open, yeah. but it never switches off. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're stuck.
All night long, right? One pocket holds your phone. The other pocket holds everything else you're trying to carry. Nobody jams everything into the pocket with the phone. God
no.
help us.
Well, you're going to take the phone out 40 times compared to everything else. So,
how about that deal where you swallow something, like you swallow a slug of water, and it just hits wrong, and you feel this searing pain in your chest?
That's the worst.
Nobody ever talks about it.
It's such a basic bodily function, and I messed it up.
Makes me laugh my ass off. You think there's a bug on your neck, but it's the tag on your shirt. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. So many times.
Hey, man.
That satisfying feeling when your ear finally pops and you can hear 50% better.
Oh.
Yes.
How great is that?
So good. That's such a good feeling.
How about every time you get a call from a weird number, you Google it?
I do.
I do, too.
I gave up a long
What's
time
that?
Ago. When they started all being, you know,
were they all spam?
Well, they mimic too. Like I found out Wells Fargo's not calling me, but a number that looks like it goes right back to Wells Fargo.
Right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So they're just to play it safe. I'm waiting for that call to come in again so I can yell at them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I normally wouldn't pick up
when your flight doesn't board for an hour and you need to grab something to eat, but you walk all the way to the gate first anyway, like just to make sure it's there
all the time.
I didn't even know why is that.
I don't fly much, but I've done that every time.
I just want to go down there and make sure everything's where it should be. Everybody's where they're supposed to be. These things are happening right now.
I think more for me, I need to, with my own ADHD brain, see where I need to be, and then I can judge
out there's more of that.
How far it is from where I want to go get something to eat.
Yep.
I know, I'm like that.
Yeah.
I'm like that. See, now my wife's the reverse. My wife will, this is the difference between us. She'll eat in a restaurant, like, off of the airport, even.
Yeah.
To burn her extra time. It's like,
No.
I need to be through security. I don't want to eat out in the lobby.
Right.
I want to eat inside the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gambling with doing it outside.
It's one of those things, man. Yeah. When you need a specific item at the grocery store and there's somebody standing in front of it, so you pretend like you're looking at the other stuff while you wait for them to move away.
Yep.
Yep. I just had that yesterday. Plus, I felt bad. It was like an old dude and his wife.
Right.
And he had like a, you know, walker thing. And it's like, I'm not going to hassle this guy. I'll just walk around and I'll get my ramen noodles later.
Right. You know? They're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you get whatever hot sauce you need there, slugger.
Yeah.
Yeah. The remote is missing and you're convinced somebody's sitting on it even after they check.
Yeah.
No, it's still under them.
You'll
I know
them.
You're still sitting on it. I know it's in it. It's between the cushions.
Yes, please, get up.
Get up. We need to look. Like,
I just feel under yourself.
You need to get up.
I got
to
rule this out once and for all.
Yep.
Then the last one is a universal truth. This is from BuzzFeed. When you walk into a store to buy something and they don't have it, walking out, you feel like you've shoplifted something because you're leaving empty-handed, and it's kind of weird.
Well, it's odd walking into a store with the objective to purchase things and coming out with nothing.
You know what? You know what's really weird for me?
Yeah.
If I go to Wawa, I use a self-checkout.
Yeah.
I always get the receipt.
Yeah.
You always get the receipt, just in case.
Yeah.
But I still feel weird walking out. Like holding something in my hand, like I put the receipt on top of whatever I'm holding. I almost like hold my hand up in the air, like
I got my receipt. I have it.
Yeah.
Don't tackle me going out the door.
It just feels strange.
I had it happen at Lowe's. At Lowe's, they stopped me once, wanted to see the receipt.
Ooh.
Now at Sam's Club, you have to show them the receipt. Everybody that leaves the store has to show them a receipt. That's how they control it.
Right.
Yeah.
But at Lowe's,
they don't normally do that. And I'm like, what?
Well, you do have
you
this.
You got people shoplifting light bulbs? What the hell is this? What is this?
You do have that thing where you walk out of places where you twirl your mustache and go, hey.
I look shifty, apparently.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm of an age now. I look like I should be stealing meat. That's what I live. Fixed income guy, and they're stealing meat.
Do you ever feel bad about, like, I've walked, gone through the self-checkout at Walmart, and I've walked out many times where they'll stop somebody in front of me, but, you know, to check their receipt, and I'll be like, I'll just, like, stand there
waiting,
and then they'll go, no, go ahead. And I'm like, I feel bad for the person in front of me, like,
you have the honest face, apparently.
Yeah, they look like they just swiped something. You're just going to wave me through.
It's like the TSA. They were randomly selected. Yeah, we got to give you the extra pat.
I never get pulled in there, ever.
Well, don't ruin it for yourself.
Yeah,
I was going to say. You said it out loud.
I probably could rip off all kinds of stuff.
Right? Could be that. So you're the guy we need to send in.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah, the mule.
Yeah.
This is going to make a lot more sense when I tell this dude's story from the guy that got the rule named after him. It has to do with taking stuff, so it's even better.